USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces in eastern Ukraine have intensified attacks in several cities, including Kharkiv and Donetsk. The Ukrainian military officials are reporting a Russian buildup for a renewed ground assault in the eastern part of the country. They're also urging civilians to leave these areas as quickly as possible. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CNN about the costs that his military has paid in the 50-day-old war.
As to our military, out of the numbers we have, we think that we lost 2,500 to 3,000. In comparison with the Russian military, who lost about 19 to 20,000.
And Twitter's board of directors have responded to an attempt from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to buy the social media giant with a so-called poison pill. Musk's offer for the tech giant would come to a more than $40 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.